This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Reginald Bishop, attorney at law of the Bishop Law Firm, 2253 Carlton Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205. Dear Mr. Bishop, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Grace Williams, please note the following medical letter, period. Grace is G-R-A-C-E Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Today I have performed an independent medical evaluation on Grace Williams, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken an extensive history from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 71-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 153 pounds, involved in an automobile accident on or about September 13th, 2020, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was in a 2015 Equinox SUV. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Another vehicle, which was a truck, struck the patient's vehicle in the front, period. No airbags were deployed, period. Both her knees hit the dash, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did have immediate pain in both knees, comma, low back, comma, and left hip, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain and difficulties involving her right knee, comma, her low back, comma, and her left hip, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She states that she did have a total knee replacement approximately 1 year after this automobile accident, period. Her pain is described in her right knee as constant, period. It is a burning type pain, period. This does require to use a cane, period. Her pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the back, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is described as a burning in quality, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the ankles and feet, period. She is also having tingling in both legs, and they are equal left and right, period. She was informed that she did have sciatica from a prior automobile accident, period. This automobile accident aggravated her pre-existing pain by 80%, period. Her sciatica has been aggravated by 70%, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain has been aggravated from her prior total hip replacement of 2017, period. The left hip pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain in the left hip is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that following the automobile accident, she was seen by her family doctor at IU Health. She saw a physician assistant, had an examination and x-rays. She was seen a couple times, period. She had a CAT scan performed, period. She was referred to an orthopedic specialist at IU Health, Dr. Parr, P-A-R-R, period. More x-rays were advised. She was advised that she needed a right knee replacement, period. She had surgery on or about October of 2022, period. She was seen at a rehab facility at Northwest Rehab, admitted approximately 14 days, and then it was followed up with IU physical therapy for about a month, period. After that, she had normal follow-ups with her physicians, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems cooking, comma, running, comma, socializing, comma, walking over 2 blocks, comma, standing over 40 minutes, comma, bending, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, comma, diazepam, comma, and amitriptyline, period. She is also taking over-the-counter medicines for this pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, comma, increasing the dose of her pre-existing hydrocodone, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for mixed connective tissue disease, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, and sciatica, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals right knee replacement, October of 2022, as it relates to this injury, period. Left hip surgery in 2017, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her right knee in the past, period. She had a total right knee replacement 1 year after the automobile accident, period. She did have pre-existing right knee pain before the automobile accident from a mixed connective tissue disorder. However, the knee pain became 50% worse after this automobile accident, period. This automobile accident aggravated the pre-existing knee condition, period. The patient feels that the automobile accident was greater than a 50% contributing factor to the surgery, period. The patient has never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient does have pre-existing low back and sciatic pain that was aggravated by this automobile accident by 60%, period. It is certainly quite obvious that she did have a prior mixed connective tissue disorder that was causing some back pain, period. Her left hip was never injured prior to this automobile accident, period. She did have a prior hip replacement in 2017, period. This automobile accident aggravated her left hip pain by approximately 60%, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents that required any kind of significant treatment, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is retired and she worked in accounts, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted upon review of the medical records, period. IU Ortho Note, Methodist Hospital, August 5th, 2022. Patient had a right total knee arthroplasty done by Dr. Meldrum, M-E-L-D-R-U-M, in February 2004, period. I saw her last in November 2020 period, and at that time recommended urgent revision of her right knee due to collapse and loosening of the tibial component period. She was adamant about wanting to avoid surgery at that time period. She now returns and is interested in moving forward with getting scheduled for her revision of the right knee period. On physical examination, grossly unstable knee to both varus and valgus stressing period, moderate effusion period. Assessment, 69-year-old female with mechanically loose right total knee arthroplasty period. Her knee is grossly unstable period. The only treatment option is revision period. IU Methodist, admission date, October 11th, 2022, discharge, October 14th, 2022. Reason for admit, 69-year-old female with mixed connective tissue disease and chronic pain, comma, here for right total knee arthroplasty revision today with Dr. Parr, P-A-R-R. PT evaluation, October 12, 2022, 69-year-old female with right TKA initially performed in 2004 with collapse and loosening of tibial component and significant tibial bone loss period. Now status post-right TKA revision, October 10/11, revision 10/11 with Dr. Parr, period. Indiana University Health, October 11th, 2022, planned procedure, total, right total knee arthroplasty revision, period. 69-year-old female with mixed connective tissue disease and chronic pain that presents for preoperative evaluation prior to above planned procedure, period. She has been using a cane to assist with ambulation, period. Requires revision of her right TKA given gross instability, period. Assessment plan. failed total knee right, mixed connective tissue disease, chronic pain, period. Surgery operative report, October 11th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis is failed right total knee arthroplasty with massive tibial bone loss plus loose femoral component. Procedure performed is revision of right total knee arthroplasty, period. She has been scared to get anything done about it and has gone on to continually walk on this knee, resulting in worsening medial tibial bone loss and subsistence of her tibial tray, period. She finally presented with enough pain and disability that she was requesting revision of this knee, period. X-ray of the knee, October 7th. 2020, indication, complains of right knee pain, MVA, September 13th, 2020, impression there is severe impaction of the tibial prosthesis. The prosthesis is angulated with a lucency along the medial tibial metaphysis, which is highly concerning for a fracture, period. Recommend CT of the knee. Number two, moderate suprapatellar effusion, period. Primary care outpatient note, October 7th, 2020, chief complaint, follow-up car accident. History to check in right knee involved in MVA last week. Right knee swelled, right TKA done, 2004. On physical examination, the right knee had localized edema, superior medial right knee, period. Procedure performed, x-ray, received results after patient had left, comma, severe impaction of tibial prosthesis, comma, concerning for fracture, comma, advised CT. Assessment plan, 1, right knee injury, 2, left knee injury, 3, history of total right knee replacement, period. CT of the lower extremity right, October 12, 2020, showing loosening of the tibial components of the TKR with cortical compromise anteriorly and collapse / depression laterally, period. IU Health Orthopedic Surgery, November 18th, 2020. Chief complaint is right knee pain, period. She is here today for further evaluation of her right knee, period. However, she continues to have severe debilitating right knee pain, period. She was involved in an MVC back in September of this year, period. X-rays performed about a month after the accident did demonstrate worsening of her right total knee failure with severe tibial tray collapse and persistent loosening, period. Assessment, 67-year-old with failed right total knee arthroplasty, period. We discussed that she does have severe loosening of her right tibial tray, which has led to a tibial collapse with impending periprosthetic fracture, period. We discussed the urgency of the issue and the necessity for a revision of the total knee arthroplasty, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 13th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Note to the typist. I would like to add something, another surgery on the past surgical history that I failed to mention earlier. Under past surgical history, I'd also like to mention that in February of 2004, she had a right total knee arthroplasty, period. The surgery of the right knee done in October of 2022 was a revision of that initial surgery, period. Okay, new paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain aggravating her pre-existing low back pain and sciatica, period. Number 2, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, resulting in damage and loosening of the tibial component of the TKR with collapse resulting in surgery 1 year later. Period. This has caused an aggravation of her pre-existing right knee issues, period. Number 3, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, resulting in aggravation of her pre-existing left hip replacement of 2017, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of September 13th, 2020, period. New paragraph. The patient does have permanency as a result of her automobile accident of September 13th of 2020 involving the 3 areas of her right knee, lumbar area, and left hip, period. This automobile accident has aggravated her pre-existing condition in all three areas. Period. By permanency, I am stating that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of her life, period. It is important to reiterate that this automobile accident was the major contributing factor for the October 11th, 2022 surgery, causing revision of the right total knee arthroplasty in the past period. Had it not been for this traumatic automobile accident, it is my feeling that surgery would not have been warranted, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in the low back, knee, and hip will cost approximately $1,800, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years. A knee brace will cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records in the patient's history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.